Okay, so I'm just a little mystified by all of this. There's the Hallmark Channel. It's on all year long. And at Christmas time, a lot of us have it on like a fireplace in the corner playing those Christmas movies. Among the ads on the Hallmark Channel, one for a wedding site called Zola that shows same-sex couples. And in one of the ads, the same-sex couple says this.
I, Eleanor, regret registering at the same store my parents did 30 years ago.
So regret that.
Yeah, so this is a woman and a woman standing at the altar. They're lovely ladies. There's a guy there about ready to marry them. And they're doing the vows saying, shoot, we should have gone with Zola. At the end of the commercial, you get this.
And now, do you
think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
I do.
We do.
There are a million choices to make. We've helped a million.
And then as the lady says that, they kiss. They kiss right on the mouth, these two ladies. That's the end of the commercial. So there's a couple of websites that took exception to this. One's called A Million Moms, and another one is called LifeSiteNews.com. 1 million Moms website said the Hallmark Channel has always been known for its family-friendly movies. Even its commercials are usually safe for family viewing, but unfortunately that's not the case anymore. A commercial from Zola.com shows two lesbians kissing at the end of their wedding ceremony. One viewer commented on the board, quote, "Why would you show a lesbian wedding commercial on the Hallmark Channel? Hallmark movies are family friendly and you ruined it with that commercial." Another viewer wrote, "Our family was watching a wonderful Hallmark movie based on a true story. It was late, but our daughter was up with us, and during the commercial break, there was a commercial showing two women lip-locking. Please, Hallmark, we're fed up with having the gay agenda crammed down our throats." Somebody needs to explain to me someday what the gay agenda is. LifeSiteNews.com said, "Shame on Hallmark for airing commercials with same-sex couples and even considering movies with LGBT content and lead characters." So this wedding site, Zola, I believe Hallmark says, "We're not going to run your gay ads. We'll run the regular ads that don't show same-sex couples," to which Zola then said, "Skip that. We won't run our ads, period." So now everybody loses. Hallmark doesn't get the money from Zola. Zola doesn't get the advertising that they would have otherwise. Mike Chi is on a phone line. Mike, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Great, John. Thanks for having me.
You are the chief marketing officer for that company, Zola. Can you catch me up? That's where the story was last night. Where is the story today?
Sure. Just to back up, just so I make sure that your listeners know what Zola is. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register, and we've helped a million couples plan their wedding. We advertise on television pretty frequently. And so we launched this new campaign, as you described, about a week ago, and have had really positive overall response to it. And then heard from the Hallmark Channel, as you said, that they would no longer run four of our ads, and they would run two.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because you had six ads, four showed same-sex couples.
Yep.
So Hallmark did that not because they objected to the ads, but they didn't like the pressure they were getting from these other organizations, right?
That, as far as I can tell, I haven't spoken directly to Hallmark, other than when we requested information on why they had pulled the ads, they said that they found them to be controversial and that they do not run controversial content. We don't find the ads to be controversial. We think they're just a representation of people getting married.
So what's happened now?
So we've had tons of support over the weekend, tweets from Ellen DeGeneres, Governor Gavin Newsom, Mayor Pete, even William Shatner tweeted about this, which was pretty exciting for me personally. I've heard from many of our couples and many people who aren't getting married about the support for us and our decision to pull these ads when Hallmark decided they were going to censor us and not represent our inclusivity. Last night, Hallmark did announce that they have reversed their decision. I think they also heard from many, many people that they didn't agree with the decision that they were making, including their viewers, as well as advocacy groups and us. And so while we were really disappointed that they made this decision initially, we're relieved that they've changed their mind.
So
I haven't yet, however, heard from Hallmark they haven't contacted Zola yet.
Will you run the ads then, or will you say, fine, if you're not going to be an LGBTQ-friendly place, we won't run our ads, period? What are you going to do?
So that was our statement to them when we pulled the ads, that we wouldn't run ads unless we felt we wouldn't run ads at a place that did not share the values that we think are core to who we are as a company. So before we ran any ads on Hallmark, I'd certainly need assurances that they weren't going to censor our ads and that they were taking steps to remedy some of the hurt that they've done making this decision.
And as long as they do that, then the ads will be back on the Hallmark channel, right?
I think we haven't made that decision yet, but I think that, if we want to see, we want to make the right decision and we want to see them make the right decision. And we certainly want to reach all couples. Like I said earlier, we welcome couples of all backgrounds and orientations, whether they're watching cheesy Christmas movies or, you know.
But let me ask you this, Mike. Does your site necessarily cater to the LGBTQ community, or is it for everybody?
That's a great question. Our site is for everyone. Like I said, we've helped 1 million couples get married, and those couples come from all backgrounds and orientations. And what's important to us is that we represent that, because the modern couple getting married today wants to make their own choices. They want to have their own wedding. They want it to be.
No, I understand all of that, Mike. But it would also seem to me like, just from a marketing standpoint, listen, I'm on your side on this. I can't believe in 2019 we're having this conversation. But
sure.
If you run 6 commercials and 4 of them show same-sex commercials, that to me would just seem to be a little illogical. I would have done 3 and 3 or 4 and 2 the other way, just because I think that better reflects America right now. You know what I mean?
Sure. So if you watch the ads, there's only of the 6 ads, the majority of them feature multiple couples. And
yeah.
So what we were trying to show folks is that, we do as a company support couples from all backgrounds. So I think the attention has been given to one couple getting married, but we actually represent 3 different couples, and they're from all different backgrounds. And frankly, some of the other groups are underrepresented as well, and some of the groups are groups you see every day. So we're excited for all couples to use Zola and get married here, whether they be from any orientation or background.
Heidi Stevens in the Chicago Tribune wrote and also tweeted, "If you, like me, happen to think movies and commercials are family-friendly, when they include all sorts of families, when they reflect the beautiful array of families that populate our communities, when they acknowledge that love isn't reserved for straight people, consider letting Hallmark know." Sounds like that's what happened. And so, boy, Hallmark, I don't know what their corporate communications people are like, but they run the ads, then they don't run the ads, then maybe they do run the ads. Make up your mind. This is a problem for them that they've created on their own. And if nothing else, it's been good for Zola, I think, because you've got your name out there more than just the commercials. Mike Chi is the marketing officer over there. Mike, thanks for your time. Good luck to you guys. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
That's Michael Chi, and he's the chief marketing officer at that website, Zola.